ETC is go.
Pegasus is go.
ETC is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Polycom.
STM is go.
Safety comp is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDR is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen from the National Patriot, and soon to be joined by Diane Sorey from the Patriot Factor. Folks, last Tuesday, just a couple of days ago, we tried to do a show, and we were knocked off the air by a power blink here in north central Nebraska. Well, about a minute and a half before we were to take the air tonight, we had yet another power blink. And so what I'm waiting for now is, okay, now I see that Skype is back, so let me go here and connect with Diane Sorey from the Patriot Factor. Okay, there we go. And there she is. All yes. Right. Okay, I was just telling folks that we had a power blink like we did last Tuesday, and it knocked us out of the internet and everything last Tuesday. It did that again tonight. Now, we're recording is what we're doing now, and eventually this will come back up on the air, and I think we are back up on the air. So, folks, hopefully you've only missed about a minute and a half of the show, but it'll all be there for the podcast. This is live radio. This is the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, and there's nothing really you can do about it, but I think you need to make a call to Nebraska Power and Light and tell them to schedule their blink outs for a time when we are not on the air.
I have no idea what caused this. Now, it's getting cloudy, okay, but we're not having any storms, at least not now, not in our area. And it blinked. It went out and came back on within a second, but that's all it takes to shut down the modem and everything else.
Well, you do know the excuse. Climate COVID. Change.
Yep, COVID, climate change, take your pick.
Take your pick, right. But we're back.
I mean, Diane and I were talking. We had a minute and a half to go before we took the air, and all of a sudden, kapoof.
Yeah, there's nothing you can, you can do about it.
But
no matter what state you live in, no matter where you live, the power companies always manage to screw things up.
Well, and they've done it to us Tuesday night and tonight. But that's the way it is. Folks, we've got a one-hour show for you. It's the 29th of July. Welcome to it. We're back. Well, we tried to come back last Tuesday, but that didn't work out because Diane had been off the planet for about a month.
You went
to a destination wedding?
Went to my son's destination wedding, and it was very nice. But I'm so glad to be back in South Florida.
I'm sure you are. You know, I was telling folks before we got so rudely interrupted on Tuesday, you know, Diane and I, only spoke a few times while she was gone. But every time we spoke, it was like a fractured fairy tale. It was, this state's too hot. This state's too cold. My state's just right.
You know? To me personally, there is no place like Florida. We are the best state in the country. We are the free state. We didn't fall for the COVID BS. Our economy is thriving, and we have the best governor in the country.
Yeah, see, here we go, folks. Flicking our heels together three times. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hey, after seeing major parts of this country, Florida is the best place to be. But we don't want you here if you're going to bring your liberal BS with you.
Well, and you know, I think most red states feel that way. You know, feel free to move to free countries, as in red states, but leave your blue crap behind.
Yeah, in fact, some of the Northerners, New Yorkers that came down to Florida, they found it very unnerving here, and they have since started to leave, and we are so happy.
They can't take all the freedom.
No, it's very hard when you come from, you know, places like New York.
Well, yeah. You know, you pick your blue city and your blue state. I mean, people coming from New York, people coming from Chicago, people coming from just about anywhere in southern or central California. You know, the bluer, the harder it is to get used to the red.
Yeah, it's very hard to get used to freedom and everything that comes along with it, including we don't put up with your crap.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it. We don't put up with our crap. And one of our segments today is something about Governor DeSantis, and he doesn't put up with crap when it involves Florida's children.
Well, we'll get to that a little bit later. What are you working on for next Tuesday, by the way?
Well, basically, I'm going to explain Joe Biden's failed presidency.
Well, I guess I don't have to do a segment. That might take a while.
Well, I kind of had to condense it to me under 2,000 words, so of course I couldn't get everything in it. But I think I make a very strong point with what I picked of why his whole presidency is actually, or I should say, should be null and voided.
I agree with you. Next Tuesday, I'm talking about the Webb Telescope, the James Webb Telescope. Web of Knowledge.
Yes, and I'm really into that stuff, so that is very interesting to me.
You know, that thing is fascinating already. I just, you know, I look at the photos, I look at the information that we're getting, and it's like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we knew this was going to be really, really interesting when they set it up last December, and now it's up and operational, and it's like, holy cow, it's better than we ever thought.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some new pictures that, you know, that have come through. And some of them are absolutely magnificent. And I keep looking at these pictures, and the only thought that goes through my mind is, we are not alone.
All of that coming at you. Biden's failed presidency and the Webb Telescope next Tuesday on this show, beginning at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. The power gods willing.
That's right.
You know, tonight we've got a few things that we've got to talk about. Now, obviously there was a lot of stuff that happened, while you were, off jetting about, the country, living like a true jet setter. I say that facetiously, but,
right.
You know, there's a lot of things that have happened in the past few days, and those are the things that we're going to talk about tonight. Let's start with the whole new thing. We're in a recession.
Yes. Whether the Democrats want to admit it, whether Joe Biden wants to admit it, whether his press secretary enjoys lying about it, folks, we are in a recession. And we have been for quite some time. Because, you know, what people forget is that a recession is a widespread and prolonged downturn in economic activity. And that's what's been happening in this country for months. This isn't anything that just suddenly happened over these past two quarters. It started happening before.
Well, I mean, we could certainly see the trend. We could see it coming. This is no surprise. And, you know, now it's official. We've had two consecutive quarters of negative growth. That's what it takes to be in a recession. That's what we've got. There's no getting around it. But yesterday, Joe Biden came out. He waddled up to the podium, and he announced that we're not in a recession. Well, he didn't really announce it, Diane. He more or less read it.
Right. And I'm surprised he even read the words correctly.
I'm not sure he did, to be honest with you. You know, there was a lot of lot of hesitation, a lot of looking down. He didn't want to look anybody in the eye. You know, he talked about a lot of things. He never mentioned the negative numbers. You know, we were at 0.9 negative for the latest quarter, and the quarter before that, we were down 1.6 to the negative. He never mentioned those numbers yesterday.
No. And you know what's very interesting? You know all these people that say, oh, this doesn't meet the definition of a recession, the Democrats that are trying to change the definition of recession, what they don't understand is the criteria for a recession is record high inflation, higher interest rates that have forced consumers and businesses to pull back on spending. If you don't have the spending, you can't have a thriving economy.
Well, and you know, I've always said that one of the prime, you know, things to look at when it comes to the economy is the consumer confidence index, and that has been dropping.
Dropping by, you know, by the day, folks. But something I think maybe we need to explain to people, you know, Joe Biden is out there touting, oh, I raised unemployment numbers. I sent more people back to work. The fact is, no, he did not. And Craig, why don't you tell everybody why?
Well, okay, look at COVID and the whole shutdown scenario nationwide. Okay, a lot of people got laid off, a lot of businesses closed, a lot of people lost their jobs, and a lot more found it was more lucrative to go on unemployment than it was to go to work.
Right.
Okay, so now the whole shutdown thing is over. There's still a lot of people that have not gone back to work, but let's say Joe Smith, okay, just pick a name, Joe Smith, used to be the CEO of a company. Okay, and as the CEO, let's say he was making $80,000 a year. Okay. He got laid off. Maybe his business closed. He was out of work. Now, that guy is back in the workforce, but not as a CEO. Now he's working two part-time jobs, maybe three, to make ends meet. Okay, so you got one guy that goes out of the workforce and comes back as two or three in the number of newly employed people. We're still minus workers, but the workers that are coming back are working more than one job. That doesn't mean the economy is thriving. Quite conversely, that means the economy sucks because those people are now living paycheck to paycheck because they've depleted their savings accounts. They've run up credit card bills. They're barely getting by working part-time jobs. They don't have benefits anymore. They got to pay for their own insurance. It's a drag on the economy. You can't say that the numbers that Biden is bringing back, quote unquote, bringing back to the workforce are anywhere near what we lost, because, you know, maybe half the people have come back, but they're working two or three jobs. Makes it look like we're employing more people when we're not.
And the thing is, they're coming back to jobs that were not really their profession to begin with. In other words, high-paying professions now have turned into low-level part-time jobs just for people to make ends meet.
And they're barely doing that. Two-thirds exactly. of all Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. That is a higher number of Americans doing that than there has ever been.
And there's something else. There's a great percentage of Americans, more than a quarter of Americans, that have no savings to fall back on.
Well, their savings accounts have been wiped out, and so are their 401ks, so they have no retirement.
Exactly. It's hurting everybody. It's hurting everybody that invests in the stock market because, yeah, it might go up, you know, a little bit, a couple of days, and then the next day Biden opens his mouth and it drops 300, 400, 500 points. Everything that we need to succeed economically has been destroyed by the Biden administration.
Well,
Which is really the Biden administration.
Right, exactly. Now, you know, we're talking about Joe Biden saying we're not in a recession. So is the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. She's out yes. there, you know, well, we're not in a recession. Oh, my goodness, you know, God forbid. Well, yes, we are. We all know what the definition of a recession is. And right. the liberal pundits on your alphabet networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, they're all saying, riding along with Biden and Yellen, nope, we're not in a recession. However, most of those talking heads from the left a couple of years ago were talking about a recession being two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
And that's what it's defined as.
Well, right. See, they thought Trump was going to lead us into a recession. So they put out the warning, if we have two consecutive quarters of negative growth, President Trump is going to lead us into a recession. Well, but now they've moved the goalposts. Now that definition no longer applies. Really?
Right. Well, another definition for a recession that Yellen is using, which is totally ridiculous. She said, instead of calling it a recession, the economy is actually transitioning. I didn't know the economy could go from man to woman or woman to man. That word transitioning should be banned from our vocabulary.
Yeah, well, in technical terms, I suppose we are transitioning. We're transitioning into a third world country.
We're actually being led into being a third world country. Don't for a minute, folks, think this isn't deliberate. This is Obama's fundamental change of America come to life. It has different names, different terms being used, but that's what this is. It's the destruction of America.
Well, you look up and down, you know, and both ways sideways, and you can't come to any other conclusion but that. Okay, I mean, when you start adding it all up, they shut down businesses, they shut down the country, they shut down schools.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
they forced people into getting shots. Shots we warned people not to get.
Right.
And now the science is backing up the warnings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of this nonsense, and then the go woke nonsense, the go green nonsense, spending ourselves into oblivion, printing money that never existed, thus lowering the value of the dollar. Yeah, it lowers the value of the dollar, hence you get inflation, skyrocketing fuel costs because we're no longer energy independent. Okay, mm-hmm. We're getting millions and millions of illegal aliens flooding the country. Guess who's taking care of them?
We are.
Yeah, The American taxpayer.
We are. Our taxpayer dollars. What Biden and crew have done under President Trump, this economy was thriving. What they have done was take the American economy and ram it into the ground.
And it's so easy to fix.
It's very easy to fix. Bring back Trump's policies. Cut the regulations for businesses amongst them. Get rid of this, you know, inflation is a reality, but it's also something that we can control.
Well, this inflationary period, and there's no end in sight to it, this was artificially created.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, this is manufactured inflation. Okay, it's the only thing we're manufacturing in this country right now.
We should be out there drilling. Absolutely. We should be drilling all over the place. We should tell the Saudis, everybody else that Biden's going around begging for oil to stick their oil somewhere. We don't need it. Do you know that America has more oil than any other country?
We got more oil than Saudi Arabia.
Exactly. And what are we doing about it? Nothing. I hate to tell these people, they can scream their green energy nonsense till they're blue in the face, but we will never give up coal and oil. We need fossil fuels. Even their sacred wind turbines have to be turned on.
They got to have power running to them. Other than that, they don't work.
Exactly. And these people are not seeing this, or they're seeing it and they just don't give a damn.
You know, I mean, we're being told those people that are living now paycheck to paycheck, maybe a lot of them can't afford the mortgage. They can't afford rent. Mm-hmm. They can't afford gas for their cars. They can't afford to put food on the table. Right. They're being told, well, you know, if the price of gas is too high, just go out and buy an electric car. Really? An average price of $60,000-$65,000 a vehicle? Really?
Not only that, wait till they find out how much it costs to replace a battery in an electric car.
You know, I was talking to a guy out here in my area who has a Tesla.
Okay.
And I said, how long does it take to charge that up? And he said, well, if you go to what they call a supercharger, he said, you can charge it up fully in about 20 minutes. He said, but you can plug it into a 110 outlet like you have on the side of your house and charge it that way. And I said, okay, how long does that take? And he said, about 2 days.
Is that ridiculous? What if you have an emergency and you can't get your car started because the battery isn't fully charged? This whole green nonsense, and it is nonsense as far as I'm concerned, there is nothing wrong with coal, there is nothing wrong with oil, and I'm also a big proponent of nuclear energy because that is clean energy, and all this other stuff needs to go away. I told Craig on one of our conversations while we were driving. We unfortunately happened to have driven through two wind farms. And they were all up north in blue states, let's put it that way. Some of them weren't working. Some of them were barely moving. Some of them didn't have the power going in them to start them up. And they went on for miles and miles. We are talking hundreds of these turbines, ruining the American countryside in addition, bird bodies laying dead on the ground. This is what they want for this country?
Well, and it's wholly unreliable.
Totally unreliable. You don't have wind, they don't work.
Well, and you know, places like Texas, which has a lot of those damn things, Michigan, which has a lot of those damn things, you know, they're telling people, look out, because we're probably going to have rolling blackouts throughout the summer because it's unreliable.
Right. I mean, this is nonsense. Indiana was loaded with them. Ohio loaded with them. And then you go through Illinois and you get in the Chicago area and it's pollution. You know what the bottom line is? What these climate freaks still don't get? The problem is not climate change. The problem is still pollution.
Right.
They're two different animals, and they need to be treated differently. But they're not going to do that because pollution doesn't sell like climate change sells.
Climate change is a religion.
Well, remember, it's a failed religion, too, because first it was global warming, then it was global cooling, and then it morphed into climate change. And according to Al Gore, we should have been, all dead and buried 10 years ago. This is just made up BS. Climate change is the weather, folks. Summers are supposed to be hot. Winters are supposed to be cold, and many times throughout recorded history, it's been just as hot as it is now.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, while you were out and about, you know, there was a major heat wave that was, stretching around the world, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you looked at the world map and saw where the hottest spots were, they were where you expect it to be hot. In July.
Exactly. I mean, this whole thing, if you stand back, folks, and look at it with a clear head, get rid of all the nonsense, it's the weather.
You know, I mean, oh my God, it's 95 degrees in Spain. Well, it's July. Call me when it's 95 in Spain in January, we'll talk.
Right. Okay. That's the whole thing. Or call me when it's 32 degrees in July.
Right. I mean, tell me something that's not usual, and then maybe we'll have a conversation. But, here's the thing. When you boil it right down, Biden says there's nothing that we can do about the gas prices. That's what he says. Right. Since there's nothing we can do about it. But yet, if we throw enough money at it, we can change the weather?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand that.
Well, the funniest thing today was, he's been going on, there's nothing we can do about gas prices. It's Putin's fault. It's this one's fault. It's that one's fault. But since they're coming down a little bit now, the gas prices, of course, folks, as the midterms draw near, I want all the credit. Because I brought the gas prices down.
Right. The gas prices, you said a couple of weeks ago, there's nothing you could do about it.
Yes. Yeah, but you want the credit because you're manipulating them to go down as the election draws near. But you know what? It's not going to work this time because people are not going to forget this. Because in the few months till the election, the economy ain't getting better.
No, I mean, we're only 3 months, basically 3 months and a week or so out from the election right now. You're not going to turn this economy around. People's 401ks are not going to get restocked. People aren't going to get their old CEO jobs back. Nothing's going to change in the next 3.5 months, and it just is what it is. Officially, no doubt about it, we're in a recession. Don't care what Yeltsin says. Don't care what Biden says. Don't care what the talking heads on the alphabet say. We're in a recession. There's no getting around it. You can move the goalposts all you want. We're still in a recession.
Right. Exactly. And the sooner people realize it, the better off we'll all be.
It's just plain and simple. Folks, we've come to the end of the first segment. We've got 30 minutes left to go in the show. Hopefully the power stays on and we get the full 30 in. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Diane mentioned this a little bit earlier, we're going to talk about Ron DeSantis and some steps he's taking. He's had it with the woke nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's taking positive steps to eliminate as much of that crap from the great state of Florida as possible. We're going to talk about that, what Ron DeSantis is doing, and we're going to be talking about Joe Manchin, this giant spending tax hike bill and what might become of some of that. So hang on.
I've got some information about that the public is not being led on to, but will be now.
Folks, hang on. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi, guys. Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sorey over there at the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night. It's the 29th of July. The end of July is upon us. Welcome to it. Folks, if you missed any part of the show, like the first minute and a half while we were waiting for the power to come back on, all you have to do is go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning, click on the podcast button, and the entirety of tonight's show will be there. We love our pod people.
Yes, we do. And it's good to be back, and it's good to have them listening to us again.
Yeah. All right, so before we took that quick break and got a couple of station IDs in, we were talking about Ron DeSantis and how he's had it with a lot of the woke nonsense, especially when it comes to kids. Now, if you're thinking about moving to Florida because you can have drag queen story time and drag queen shows for your kids, forget about it.
Totally forget about it. Because he is not going to allow radical liberals to indoctrinate our Florida children with sexually explicit content. And what he's basically doing is he filed a complaint against a bar in Miami that held drag shows for children. And in this, he says, children, kids are off limits. It's not going to be happening here in Florida. Now, this place is a bar. Which people in their right mind would even bring children to a bar? But that's what, you know, they were doing because they're pushing the whole drag nonsense. And he said, no. He said, absolutely not. This is not happening here. And he has filed complaints with the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. His complaint is against Miami's R House. It's a bar, and it hosts drag queen shows to children. Now, first of all, what kind of parent in their right mind would bring their children to a drag show? Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with a drag show if you're doing it for adults. I mean, Bailey, what was his first name? He was a famous a drag artist who did unbelievable impressions of women, famous women.
Right.
But there was nothing dirty about it. But these are sexually explicit shows of drag queens running around in little G-strings with money stuffed in their garters or
panties,
whatever you call those things. Yeah.
Thongs. There's videos, Diane. There's videos of parents letting their little kids, I'm talking about 6-7-year-old kids, go up and stuff money into a drag queen's panties.
Yeah, well, these obviously are liberal parents.
Well, obviously.
Okay. I mean, there's no question about it. But this is indoctrination. This is part of the whole woke movement. And our governor is not having any part of it. And he has actually said this is a disturbing trend in our society to try to sexualize young people. This is not the way you look out for our children. You protect children. You do not expose them to things that are inappropriate. And I'm sorry, but that is inappropriate behavior for children.
It's inappropriate for kids. Now, look, let's be clear about something. Not all drag queens think this is appropriate for children. In fact, I would hazard to guess that the overwhelming vast majority of drag queens, that people that perform in drag, would never think to do this in front of children.
Exactly. Okay?
Now, that leaves you with the underwhelming minority of drag queens that think this is appropriate, and they think that by exposing children to this, that it will make those children so much more well-rounded. Now, here's the question. Okay, everybody's asking the question, why would kids need to go see a drag show?
Well, they don't need it.
The question that should be asked is, why do some drag queens think they need little kids as an audience?
There's a reason. It's called pedophilia. This is a form of pedophilia. It's not overt, you know, like Joe Biden kissing little kids.
Right.
You know, that he doesn't even know on the lips. It's not overt. But it is a form of pedophilia. Why are you exposing children to the drag queens that we're talking about? We're not the ones like Bailey who would dress up as Carol Channing in beautiful gowns and this and that. We're talking about drag queens who wear skimpy little outfits with parts hanging out and just vulgarity. Would any parent in their right mind allow their children to view something like this?
Well, it's part of the woke nonsense. And that's why Ron DeSantis, governor of the free state of Florida, says the kids are off limits. You can't do this.
Yes.
You know, and good for him. Okay. But, you know, unfortunately, we've got a bunch of liberal lunatics that think woke is the way to be. All right?
Well, I got news for you.
It's ridiculous.
I got news for them. No, it'll start changing when we retake the House and the Senate. However, if a Republican is elected, and I believe will be in 2024, whether that Republican is Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, this is going to stop. Wokeism will be gone.
You know, this is more damaging than people can possibly imagine.
Yes.
I mean, when you expose little kids, and I'm talking about 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds, maybe 4-year-olds in some cases, to this kind of thing, you are imprinting them, indoctrinating them into thinking this is normal behavior. And that is going to morph into more and more and more absurd and adverse behavior as those kids get older. You know, this is why it's dangerous.
What's dangerous is these kids are not going to know appropriateness. They're going to be so indoctrinated with inappropriateness that that's going to become their norm. So what you're creating is a generation of children that don't know right from wrong.
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, I go back years and years and years and years ago when I lived in when I lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I was doing radio there. There was a movie being filmed outside of Lincoln and partially in Lincoln called To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Okay. And Wesley Snipes was in it. I'm trying to think of, Patrick Swayze was in it.
Okay.
And it was about drag queens. Okay. And Snipes and Swayze played a couple of drag queens in this thing. And so they had been filming in Lincoln and around Lincoln for a few weeks. And then they had, in one of the theaters downtown, they had a big drag show at the end of filming. Okay. Now, we covered it as a radio station. We had some of the drag queens come in to the radio station and do a segment on the morning show. Those guys were funny. Those guys were entertainers.
Right.
Okay. That's not what we're talking about here. Those people that we had on that show would have never gone for this business about having this done in front of little kids. That wasn't their thing.
Right.
You know, it was a whole different ball game than what you see today. Normalize the abnormal. Make the absurd seem reasonable. That's the liberal agenda right now.
Well, you know what? More and more people are getting tired of it, just like they're getting tired of the liberal indoctrination in our schools. More and more parents now are uprising against their local board of educations, and rightly so. And that's another great thing about Ron DeSantis. He has put a stop to this. We don't teach critical race theory and all that crap in our schools.
Well, I'm seeing more and more stories of parents that are going to school board meetings having pulled some books out of their school library.
Right.
And stuff with this gender nonsense that's mm-hmm. being taught to these kids. They bring these books into the school board meeting and begin to read from them, and they are ushered out. The school board members insist that they leave because what they're reading is inappropriate at a school board meeting. Okay, mm-hmm. They have the police take them out of the meeting. All right,
yes.
That is stuff that's being read from books that are in the school library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yet, you know, they're banning books like, what was that?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird, The Red Badge of Courage. They're banning classics and
Huck
replacing
Finn.
Them with this nonsense.
Right. Oh, you can't read Huck Finn because it talks about a character named Nigger Jim.
Right.
Okay. But you can have this. You can take a six-year-old to a drag show in a bar, and that's okay?
And first of all, as I always understood it, you are not allowed to bring children, young children, into bars. And here it is, you have a bar operating in Miami that is encouraging people to bring underage children into a bar.
Well, you know, I mean, it's semi-okay because it's probably a non-smoking bar.
But it's an alcohol-serving bar. I mean, this is...
Well, as long as the six-year-olds aren't smoking stogies, I guess it's okay for liberals.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the ones to blame here are the parents take their children to this crap.
You know,
those are the ones that are to blame.
I'll tell you what. I'd like to see these kids that have been taken to these drag shows over the last 6 to 8 months. I'd like to see these kids in about 10, 12, 15 years. I'll bet you it looks like the cantina scene from Star Wars.
It probably does. And what they're trying to do is create a new generation of gay, transgender, questioning, jars of mayonnaise.
Yes, my favorite.
Okay, they're changing the whole of what is a he, what is a she. Anything can cross over, anything goes, and that's great for our country. No, it is not.
You know,
finally, you know, we have somebody now in Governor DeSantis that's leading the charge against this. It starts small with one place, one drag show. It starts small. But from here, this could be a nationwide movement that we're not putting up with this crap anymore.
It needs to be. It needs to be. It's out of control.
Yes.
You know, finally, in the show tonight, we've got about 14 minutes left. Let's talk about Joe Manchin and his flip-flop and okaying a tax hike, a giant tax hike in the middle of a recession.
Right, which I'm really very disappointed in Manchin. I really thought on this he was going to do the right thing, because for months he's saying he will not support anything that raises taxes, etc., and this monstrosity of a plan does exactly that. And apparently, he worked this out with our own rhino, Mitch McConnell.
Well, and the real thing about this is Manchin says, well, you know, I've got a deal with Senate Democrats to go ahead and back some legislation that's going to allow some offshore drilling and open up some federal lands for drilling. Well, guess what? Guess what, Joe? Your fellow Democrats are going to screw you. They're not going to vote for that. They're not going to vote for that. This whole thing, this Build Back Better redo, it's actually Build Back Broke, but this whole thing, this tax increase, is nothing but a Trojan horse for more woke and more green nonsense. And when it comes to drilling for oil and loosening up the restrictions on oil companies and outfits that do refining, and your Senate Democrat fellows are not going to back you up on that. They are going to screw you.
Joe Manchin might be out of a job because of this. But this piece of legislation, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
Yeah, right.
According to the Wharton School, their budget department, you know, the U of Penn, the nation's top economic business school, they said the Inflation Reduction Act is actually not going to do anything to change inflation in the long term, and will actually add to and increase inflation through 2024.
There's no doubt about it. There's no way it could go the other way.
Exactly.
Okay, and Marco Rubio from the state of Florida let loose of a tweet earlier today. It said, Pelosi and Schumer promised at Senator Joe Manchin pipeline permitting reform after he votes for the mini Green New Deal. But once they pass it and no longer need his vote, they will screw him over.
Yep. They want Manchin gone. The Democrats want Manchin gone. Yeah, he flips. And, you know, he's not your typical liberal Democrat. He's more of a moderate blue dog Kennedy type Democrat. But when push comes to shove, they pull maneuvers that pull him back in. But the people of Virginia, West Virginia, I think will, you know, not vote him back in.
Well, West Virginia is a coal state.
Exactly.
Okay, and part of this bill is increasing taxes on coal by 70%. And, you know, listen, folks, if you think the coal companies are going to eat that tax, you're wrong. They're going to pass that tax along to every consumer of coal in this country.
Exactly. And it's just going to go on and on and on. We're going to be sinking deeper and deeper. We don't have the treasure to back up the monies that are going to be printed to try to, you know, cover for all this. We could be facing a, not a major, but a sort of a minor economic collapse if we don't change our ways.
Well, if you read the bill, okay, if you read this inflation reduction nonsense, right. Okay, it's raising taxes by something like $839 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the amount of money that's being spent is something close to $1 trillion. So you're spending more money than you're taking in. That is a recipe for a disaster. That's more inflation. That's a longer recession. That's a tax on the people that can afford it the least, the middle class. It's a further way to destroy the middle class in this country, because everything that relies on fossil fuel, that's trucking, that's your heating, that's mm-hmm. everything. Okay. The companies that are going to get socked with this tax are going to pass that tax increase along to the general public. You're mm-hmm. going to be paying more than you are now. If you think the prices are high now, just wait until this goes into effect. Holy crap.
And wait till the supply chain collapses even more than it already has. Basically, what this Inflation Reduction Act is, it's the largest package on climate change ever passed by Congress. In other words, it's money thrown away at the weather. Mother Nature cannot be changed. I don't care what they say. And all this money is wasted money. They're wasting our money. They're spending our money. They're increasing our taxes to change the weather.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's utter craziness.
Well, according to AOC, we only have 10 years left.
Okay, she said that how many years ago?
In 2020, she said we had 12 years left. So it's now 2022. That means we have 10 years left. I don't care how much money you throw at the weather, you're not going to change it ever, much less in 10 years. Plus, the fact that if you look around the world, and this was taking place while Diane was gone, but I know she knows about it. If you look around the world, economies, countries were collapsing. Sri mm-hmm. Lanka collapsed because of green energy and this green energy nonsense.
Right.
Okay, their government collapsed. The president of Sri Lanka fled the country.
Right.
Okay. The people are revolting against whatever government they have left, and they don't have much left. Why? Because they adopted a green or die policy.
Right. And you know what's also causing some problems, and it's something that everybody completely ignores. Remember, we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out carbon dioxide. It's just the opposite for trees and plants. The Amazon, the rainforests around the world, they're being now stripped. You keep stripping the trees out of the rainforests of the world, you're going to see real problems.
Well, but yet you don't see any global initiative to stop that.
No, you don't.
You know,
you want to make some change, put some monies in replanting, reforesting the world's rainforests. That will do more than all your green energy crap ever will do.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just science.
Right. It's science. But then again, Craig, science is a dirty word unless you listen to Fauci.
Right. Right. I mean, look, this whole thing's going to come back to bite Joe Manchin in the ass. I mean,
and rightly so.
Yeah.
And of course, our own little Mitch McConnell.
You know, Kentucky, I think, has about had it with him, too.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a change come November. I really believe there will be.
You know, I mean, we got to get control of the House and the Senate so that we can stop some of this stupidity. It's more nonsense. It's just but stupidity.
It's stupidity, and it gets worse by the day. But what gets me, Craig, is why are people afraid to say no?
Well, they're afraid. They're
why
afraid they're going to
they
be canceled.
Buying into this crap, this woke nonsense. There's, you know, there's no recession. There's this. There's that. Why are people buying into it? Have Americans become so dumbed down?
Yes.
That all vestiges of common sense are gone?
Well,
what's happening.
Yes. I mean, the simple answer to that question is yes. I mean, when you look around, the people that are pushing this nonsense aren't going to be affected by it. Okay?
Right.
We're talking about the liberal elite. Okay, and I don't care if they're talking heads on network 24/7 news cycle stations, they're woke celebrities, they're the politicians like Chuckles and Nancy and, you know, these people, AOC, you know, they've got theirs. Okay, they're independently wealthy. They can afford, you know, to go out and buy a $65,000-$70,000 electric vehicle. They don't care. They don't even care that that vehicle takes a mountain of fossil fuel to manufacture.
Right. No, yeah. That doesn't bother them, because then the fossil fuels in their minds are being used for a good cause. In other words, themselves.
Right. So they've got theirs. The rest of the liberals have been dumbed down by decades of indoctrination in public schools and asylums of higher learning. Okay? They don't realize what they're doing. They think, oh, it's all good. You know, if I feel good about what I'm saying, if I feel good about what I'm doing, it's all good. All right? But these things that they're doing, the tax hikes, the green energy nonsense, the rolling blackouts, the unpredictability of green energy, whether it be solar or wind, those things are going to come back to bite the people that are pushing it.
And rightly so. Because, you know, sometimes the only way that change will happen is to be negatively affected by the things you were pushing. And the liberals need a good dose of that.
Well, it's coming. It's coming.
Let's hope it's coming. You know, we talk about the red wave, but the thing everybody forgets, as long as Dominion voting machines are being used, as long as more people are voting than are on the voting rolls, as long as we have corrupt individuals tabulating the votes, we're going to continue to have voter fraud and stolen elections.
You know, it's a sad statement, but it's true. You know, I mean, if you can't afford gas, go out and buy a Tesla. But if you live in Texas, don't plug your Tesla in to recharge it because it's too hard on the grid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're being told. That's the nonsense.
It's contradictions to meet an agenda. And the agenda that's being met is an agenda that is simply out to destroy this country. You collapse our economy, they'll build it back under a socialism model.
That's it. That's it, exactly. Well, Diane, we've come to the end of the show, and we've done it without another power blink.
Yay!
Folks, if you missed any part of the show, go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning, click the podcast button, and the show will be there. And with that, Diane, I think it's time we say goodnight.
Nighty-night, folks.
Good night. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up to you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.